Aside from his fame backing Billy and in the Basie Orchestra, Clayton also had a very successful career recording and performing as a star soloist in many remarkable bands. Also, it's little appreciated that Clayton was a pretty fair arranger and composer. He was unofficial musical director for Basie and went on to write and arrange for Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and Duke Ellington. During World War II, Buck was briefly in the Army playing music under the leadership of Cy Oliver and Mercer Ellington, and won an Esquire Gold Award for Best Musician in the Armed Forces. Fortunately, he was stationed in New Jersey, close enough to New York to continue jamming and recording with his civilian buddies. Here's Clayton's quintet recording of Sweethearts on Parade from Paris, 1953. And though he's best known for his subtle muted trumpet work, note how strongly he can play open horn during this opening chorus. Buck Clayton was a key element in the Basie Orchestra, friend and accompanist to Billie Holiday, a talented composer, arranger, and bandleader, and is remembered as one of the handsomest and best-dressed men of jazz. Buck helped shape the swing sound and for decades remained a major talent in the art of jazz music. Your questions, comments, requests for a playlist, or search for deeper understanding of early jazz are welcome at the Jazz Rhythm website. Jazz Hot, one word, Big Step, also one word, .com. Lastly, here's a minor masterpiece from one of the small Basie ensembles that features Lester Young tenor and Buck Clayton, the 1939 Love Me or Leave Me.